listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Lives and elevating performance is at the heart of everything Shields Health Solutions does as one of the largest integrated specialty pharmacies in the nation. The Shields team dedicates their patient support programs, experiences, and data platforms to help reduce costs, achieve better clinical outcomes, and accelerate system-wide growth. This is the Shields Health Solutions Special Podcast Series.
Interesting key fact from the World Health Organization in 2019, 18 million people worldwide were living with rheumatoid arthritis. About 70% of those people living with rheumatoid arthritis are women, and 55% are older than 55 years old. About 13 million people with rheumatoid arthritis experience severity levels moderate to severe that could benefit from rehabilitation, which makes me excited about today's discussion with the team at Shields Health Solutions. And one of our stars of today's show, Jennifer Donovan. Dr. Donovan is not a stranger to our podcast. She actually participated on the NASP's Value of Integrated Care and Specialty Pharmacy. Jennifer and Anthony, welcome to today's show.
Great to be here. Glad to be here talking about this.
Thanks for having us, Todd. Excited to be here as well.
Thank you. So you and your team have a very deep pedigree in diving into rare disease subjects and the more complex management of those conditions, and giving a pharmacist, specialty pharmacist specifically, as much information and as much support as possible. And then internally, the most important part is the lives that you are caring for and making sure that these people that are living with RA can live as freely as possible with the condition. So I'm going to open up with Jennifer and just understanding the complexity, and the world of specialty pharmacy has changed, but talk to us about your experience, how you got started in this field, and what stands out in the future of disease state management around rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, you know, starting as a pharmacist, I guess pre-terminology of specialty pharmacy, I think what's evolved is not necessarily the care. You know, medication management has been something that pharmacists has always been able to do. But I think specialty pharmacy really has evolved into a world where we're being able to take these skills we learned in school and apply them to patients with these chronic debilitating diseases, and really help improve their outcomes in parallel to those that they see at the health system or physical therapy and other, you know, healthcare professionals. So it's really taking our skill sets and applying it to these types of conditions. And we at Shields are able to do this on a day-to-day basis and feel really lucky to be able to care for these, you know, very sick patients.
Anthony, you've shared some data so important for us all in following up and then being able to ask additional questions to dig deeper into treatments. 52% of RA patients improve their rapid 3 score, resulting in positive treatment outcomes. Talk to us a little bit about your passion in helping patients that are dealing with RA, and then let's dig into this data a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So I joined Shields almost about 3 years ago now, and I joined because of the amazing culture here within the organization of really putting patients first, valuing quality versus quantity in terms of our outreach, and really following the patient along their care journey. That was one of the things that I missed from my previous role, was following that patient and growing that relationship with the patient and their family and forming that foundation of trust to help them navigate this complex, disease. Many of our diseases that we follow here at Shields are complex. Patients don't always have the most knowledge about what medications might be available to them, what options they might have in terms of the health system that they're using. So, you know, our care model here, we really try and help navigate all of those pieces and help put all those pieces together for the patient through our liaison outreach and through our pharmacist outreach. And that's one of the things that I love about being here is, you know, being able to reach out to a patient, like I said, form that trusting relationship and really follow them along. And I think our numbers speak to that. You know, like you said, over 50% of the patients that we manage here at Shields that have RA have a noted improvement and positive treatment outcomes. And I think that's due, you know, primarily to our care model and being really proactive than reactive in how we're managing these patients. So one of the testaments to that, I think, is our adherence rate. We're able to get patients at, with RA at a 91% treatment adherence. That's a lot higher than that 80% national standard. And it's through that care model where we're really able to have those touch points and develop that lasting relationship with the patient for their care journey.
Yeah, I think of other conversations with specialty pharmacists that have talked about specific treatment programs, what someone's going through at the beginning of treatment versus maybe 90 days or even years into treatment, and how important it is that communication. So you're drawing back the experience of the patient so that pharmacists can make adjustments in other things that are happening that may not have anything to do with the actual medication management. Maybe it's something ancillary. Maybe it's walking and you know, moving your joints or putting heat on something or some kind of topical that you're adding to the treatment. Jen, talk to us about that 93% of patients have reported a condition. They feel that their condition has improved or been stable since onboarding with Shields. What is Shields doing that you're standing out so much that the importance of the patient's attention to their treatment, making them part of their treatment too, feeling more in control? Why do you think that number is so high?
Yeah, and I think it's a great call out how you kind of, you know, set the stage about looking at the patient as a whole. It's not just their condition, and oftentimes as many conditions, and it's not just their RA medication, but also other medications and how the patient navigates their day-to-day, whether it's going to work or school or events. It's really looking at the patient as a whole. And I think the way Shield stands out is just that. We look at the patient in its entirety. We also look at, in the beginning of when a patient starts therapy, what are some of those risk factors? What are some high-risk features the patient might have? Is it a fall risk? Is it pain? Is it they have difficulty opening up a bottle? So looking at those factors and barriers and trying to address them ahead of time so that the patient's on the right track from the get-go. And then, as you mentioned, you know, downstream, once the patient starts and continues their medication, there are other things that come up inherently, maybe a side effect. Maybe it's not working as well as they hoped. So that continued relationship is so important because that's how we build trust and are able to help the patient on their continuum and their journey.
The other aspect of management, treatment management, comes into the payment of services. Anthony, talk to me about it. It's funny, when you went to pharmacy school, you never were sat down by any of the professors saying how important getting things paid for is part of the treatment. But that falls right back into adherence and keeping patients on their medication. 79% of Shields patients are reporting no missed days of work, planned activity, school, or other activities. That's huge. And when that 79% in your study kind of stood out to me, that means that Shields is helping patients to get things paid for as well. So talk to us about the aspect of being a specialty pharmacist with the attention around reimbursement.
Yeah, the reimbursement, we really need to give kudos to our liaison team that are integrated in these health systems. They work tirelessly to get medications paid for. Our time to therapy is about 2 days, which is tremendous. And, you know, within the RA population, Shields has been able to secure almost or over $183 million in financial aid to these patients. So as you know, these medications biologics are expensive. And, you know, our team really works with manufacturers to find out what either bridge programs or financial assistance they offer to help bring those copays down to a more affordable level. You know, patients don't have thousands of dollars just in their, you know, spare bank account to pay for a medication. So that liaison team is really working to bring those copays down. You know, our like I said, average copay is around $10. And that's, you know, well below the national specialty medication copay of about $100. So, you know, working with manufacturers and, you know, making sure that that PA or FA or whatever we're applying for is done in a timely fashion so we can get the medication out to the patient is a you know, primary focus here at Shields.
Yeah, and I just love to add on to that. I think Anthony really summarized it really well. And just to build upon that, definitely kudos to our liaison, but doing these PAs and FAs take time. And it's often, you know, our care model, we have liaisons to do that. Oftentimes, without this type of service, it falls on the providers and the other staff within the clinic. And it takes away from their time to do other things for the patient. So it's really a team effort with our liaisons in the clinic to be able to address these financial concerns. And at the end of the day, these medications work only if you take them. So if we can address some of these barriers such as cost, we really want to, you know, help that patient get access to the medication that their provider believes is important to their care.
The team at Shields has been meticulous in building a track that you can place a new patient on and get them into treatment as quickly as possible, which is a huge deterrent to staying on therapy. The faster you can get patients onto treatment, the more likely they are to stay. And then having questions and follow-up answered, and it can be anything. It could be transportation. It could be questions that the physician never got a chance to answer because of how busy they are. It could be something that has to do maybe with family support. Whatever it is, your organization has, like I said, it's extremely meticulous. It's a whole system to keep them. How are you getting patients on therapy within 2 days, you know, as part of that process? Anthony, I think this is fascinating to me because there are other specialty pharmacies I've talked with, and sometimes that's one of the barriers to getting people is getting them enrolled, getting them going, and getting them actually on the treatment that was prescribed.
Yeah, I think that's a great point and a great call out. And I think Jem really highlighted that in terms of the relationships that we have with these clinics. We're fully integrated within the health system. So the liaison, as well as the pharmacist, has full access to patients' EMR, and we're able to really, get notified of these new medications that whether a prescriber wants to start a new medication or switch therapy. And we're really able to make sure that there's no barriers in that communication process. So, you know, there's always somebody at Shields that's available and willing to help. And through that, you know, great communication that we have and the relationships that we've built with these clinics, we're able to address those concerns and expedite the process. And, you know, that liaison to pharmacist relationship is also really important. So once it is approved, you know, like you said, we want to make sure that the patient is able to start that medication as soon as possible. And it's through that continuum of care and that care model that we have that we're able to have that seamless transition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, Anthony, just to underscore what you had shared is that integration and access to the EMR, you know, having that information as to why the provider wants this medication, are there any types of restrictions to other medication, it's being able to complete the necessary paperwork and forms in a really timely manner. And I think that integration, not only with the clinic, but having access to the EMR definitely helps facilitate and expedite that access for the patient.
What other challenges can you share today, Anthony and Jen, in your experience in managing RA in that specialty pharmacy space? What other points of reference do you think that our listeners, is it important for them to like think about in managing treatment programs for patients that are going through what can become a very painful treatment and ongoing of RA? So share with us your experiences with that.
Yeah, I think you kind of hit on it earlier, Todd. That holistic approach to care is really important, and Shields really allows its pharmacists the time that's needed to dive into, you know, these deep conversations with our patient population. I know that for me, as a clinical pharmacist here, one of the things that I focus on during our touch points with RA patients in particular is their diet. A lot of these patients don't always have the best diet, or they might have some sort of food insecurity and aren't fully aware of how their diet is affecting their inflammatory condition. So having the time to really dive deep and go over, you know, what foods that they're eating that could be causing or exacerbating their inflammation, things like refined carbohydrates, red meats, you know, processed meats. A lot of patients aren't aware that, you know, their diets are really causing them to feel worse, not better. And to be able to really counsel these patients on, you know, things that they could be either incorporating into their diet to reduce inflammation, things to eliminate from their diet, or just being able to get outside for a 20-minute walk each day and really encouraging them to stay physically active and be a cheerleader for them, I think is so important. A lot of these patients, especially since COVID, are either, you know, homebound or in some way don't have that same sort of network. So they really rely on those conversations with us. And like I said earlier, they trust us. They've really, we become a trusted resource for them.
That's a really good point. The trust level, your patients are going to listen to what you have to say, what pharmacists have to say, thought of as the second most trusted provider to of healthcare services in comparison to nurses, and how important that trust is, and asking questions. I think of ancillary supplemental treatments that go along with the master treatment or the main treatment in managing RA. And I know from my own experience with friends, family, everybody that thinks of something OTC over the counter, they don't think it could be dangerous. Even vitamins or something in comparison to another main treatment that is put into place. What's the Shields team doing to mitigate the risk of over the counter supplements, topicals, anything else that can kind of impact treatment? Jennifer, what have you experienced with that?
No, I think it's a good point. You know, there's supplements out there, over-the-counter medications, and there's a lot of access patients have to medications in addition to their prescriptions. And, you know, part of our approach for the pharmacist is to really, at that initial screening, is to look at all those medications, ask about all those medications. Although we have access to the EMR and are able to see what the patient is taking, oftentimes patients don't think of supplements as being a problem or that over-the-counter medication as being a concern. But I think our pharmacists are so well-trained and so thoughtful that they take the time to ask those questions, and they dig into it, and it gives them an opportunity to educate and counsel and redirect, you know, as needed. So it's part of our approach, and it's an important one.
Anthony, do you have anything to add in your experience and the so much bad information on the world of TikTok and all, everything else? What have you told fellow pharmacists and even techs that are involved in communicating with the patients?
Yeah, I think Jen hit on a lot of great points there. During each outreach that we have with the patient, we're taking a full inventory of what kind of medications they're taking. And like she just said, you know, oftentimes just because it's not listed in their EMR, you know, they might still be taking it. So for those inflammatory patients, you know, we've run into a lot of NSAID use, so non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, things like Motrin that have a lot of side effects, a lot of GI side effects. And a lot of these patients are maxing out on their daily doses of things like Motrin, ibuprofen. So being able to counsel them to, you know, make them aware that, you know, maybe that's not the best choice for them. And oftentimes we see it, you know, kind of snowballing into other health concerns. So, you know, developing an ulcer or having, you know, internal bleeding or something like that, where it's only exacerbating all of their health conditions, you know, really having negative impacts on their overall well-being. And having the time to really counsel them, I think, is so important. And I think that's one of the highlights of Shields, is we are allowed the time to have those deep conversations and really dive deep with our patients to make sure each and every concern that they have is addressed. And, you know, none of our outreaches are ever rushed, and we're always available for those questions. And I think that's one of the big highlights of the company in general, and working as a pharmacist for the company, having that time to really, you know, dive deep with our patients.
Jennifer, and wrapping up our RA discussion today, what stands out? What would you like to communicate to other pharmacists listening about managing a patient with RA?
Yeah, I think pharmacists are in such a great position to care for not just RA patients, but many patients with chronic conditions. We see the patient on a regular basis, oftentimes much more often than maybe the patient sees their provider. And so I think it's a great opportunity for the pharmacist to reframe their mindset to say, I've got an opportunity to educate, take some time with this patient, understand what their challenges and their barriers are, and be able to address them in real time before anything goes unchecked and develops into something, you know, worse for the patient. So I would say, challenge all of us to do more for those patients at each refill, and a little bit goes a long way, and I think it really is appreciated by the patient.
Anthony, any closing notes for our pharmacists listening out there?
Yeah, I think Jen highlighted on a lot of them. I think, you know, being available and, like I said earlier, creating that sense of trust is really important, and not being afraid to dive into maybe some of those tougher conversations, things around like food insecurity, or trying to establish assistance and working with health systems and the other people in, you know, the care network to try and solve some of maybe those tougher or more complex issues. Not being afraid to do that and diving in to really care for the patient, I think, is super important.
Dr. Anthony Morelli, Dr. Jen Donovan, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with our listeners about the Shields Health Solutions strategy in managing RA for patients. And we encourage all listeners to reach out to Anthony or Jen. We'll have their LinkedIn connections so that you can reach out to them via LinkedIn. Anthony, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Todd.